Could there be some bounce today?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The major American stock indices have been hammered of late. This morning, the Dow is at a level not seen since 1997. It's lost 52% of its value since its high of more than 14,000 just a year and a half ago. The S&P 500 is below 700, and it's at its lowest level since 1996. So with all this selling, what are the chances of a rebound? Some people on the trading floor aren't very hopeful.
It's just an overall malaise in the marketplace, and the long-term investors are staying away, so the market's not lifting.
Jason Weisberg is a trader at Seaport Securities. He says it's hard to break the downward trend in the market. Some break in overseas selling. Asian markets closed higher. The Hang Seng shot up about 2.5%. Japan's Nikkei gained about 0.75%. European shares are up 2 and 3% at this hour. The Dow closed down yesterday about 0.5%. It's at 67.26. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 shed under 0.5% as well. The federal payroll could swell by tens of thousands of workers under President Obama's proposed budget. More staff will be needed to help carry out new plans or overhaul existing programs in areas such as health care, energy independence, and education. From Washington, Ronnie Radbill reports.
The administration touted more private sector growth with its $3.6 trillion spending plan. But what the proposal creates are thousands of new government jobs. Max Steyer, president of the Partnership for Public Service, says this is long overdue.
The federal government has been on a starvation diet for quite some time. Our direct headcount today is no larger than it was during the 1960s.
It's not known exactly how many new workers will be hired. Some estimates put the number as high as 250,000. One agency that'll get a boost is the Social Security Administration. Commissioner Mike Astrew says his budget could increase by 10%.
We're going to be hiring over 5,000 people in the last 6 months of the fiscal year. It's actually quite a challenge for us. We've been planning for this for a number of months.
But critics say adding tens of thousands of new government jobs will only keep federal spending at current levels. In the words of one naysayer, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. In Washington, I'm Ronnie Radbill for Marketplace.
Well, it's not just businesses filing for bankruptcy these days. People are, too. The American Bankruptcy Institute shows more than 98,000 people filed for bankruptcy in the month of February alone. That's the highest number in 2 years. Nearly 1.5 million people are expected to file for bankruptcy by the end of this year. Every day, it seems, there's another round of layoffs. Most employees are lucky to leave with a couple of weeks' pay. But one ad agency is investing in its workers, even as they exit involuntarily. Here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith.
How's this for a resume enhancer? Your old employer pays your new employer half your first month's salary. That's the deal being offered by the Martin Agency, a Virginia-based advertising firm. It will pay up to $4,000 to companies that hire one of the 24 workers it just laid off.
It seems like it's working very, very well.
Beth Riley Kelly is a partner at the Martin Agency.
We've gotten so many calls from employers who are bringing to our attention positions that they have at their companies that they think might be a match for our employees.
And there's more than money in it for prospective employers, says John Challenger, CEO of global outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas.
It says to the hiring company, I can take a look at this person. It's not going to cost me anything. And if it's everything I thought it was going to be, then we can go ahead and turn it into a full-time job.
Even though it might make things a little more competitive for its ex-employees, the Martin Agency says it hopes other companies will follow its lead. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
The German footwear giant Adidas, or as they say it there, Adidas, reports profits almost doubled for the fourth quarter. The company says currency fluctuations, a lower tax rate, and less money spent on marketing helped push those numbers higher. It does say, however, 2009 will be a hard-fought marathon.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work.
Today in France, officials are expected to announce a shrinking economy. But don't tell that to French arts institutions. Attendance at some museums is setting records, and more people are going to plays and concerts and movies. From Paris, Anita Elash reports.
This street musician is helping time go by as people wait in line at the Grand Palais to see the art exhibit Picasso and the Masters. They'll be standing in below-freezing temperatures for at least 3 hours. But Jean Davous, who's come with his wife and teenage daughter, figures he's getting a good deal.
First of all, it is not that expensive, right, compared to having a dinner in town. And I expect a lot of emotion out of this exhibition.
The Picasso exhibit has been a big success, with more than 700,000 visitors. Experts say it's part of a trend that started in September with the economic crisis. Françoise Benhamou is a cultural economist in Paris.
We observe that the attendance figures are very high. Paradoxically, when there is a crisis, people are interested in going to cultural events.
This isn't a new trend. During the Depression, American movie houses were filled to the rafters. The French couldn't get enough live theater. Benhamou says we're inclined to let culture get us through rough times. Audiences at French cinemas are also increasing. Last year's surprise blockbuster, Bienvenue chez les Ch'tis, was the most popular French film ever. Film programmer Jean-François Roger says moviegoers have abandoned the angst of traditional French dramas and now prefer comedies and thrillers.
They want to escape, they want to laugh, they want to be afraid with monsters and things like that.
Film producers, museum directors and playwrights are hoping the need for escape will continue and that they'll have something to celebrate as the economy falters. In Paris, I'm Anita Elash. For Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.